From the Days We Took to Dream. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Star Wars. Rating Teen. Relationship Kit Fisto, Rex. Also tagged for Stranded. Humor. Alternate Universe Canon Divergence. Touch Starved. Flirting. And Pining. Recorded for Cantarina for ITPE 2021.
Strip away the flesh and bone. Look beyond the lies you've known. Everybody wants to talk about a freak. No one wants to dig that deep. Let me take you underneath. Baby, better watch your step. Never mind what's on the left. You're gonna see things you might not wanna see. Still not that easy for me underneath.
Well, Kit says cheerfully, throwing himself down in the sand next to Rex. They should be by to pick us up as soon as they've finished the mop-up. It won't be too long. Rex grimaces, not inclined to be hopeful when there's sand sneaking into every crevice of his armor. Mop-up is going to take at least 2 weeks, he says, trying not to sound dismayed, in front of a general. And a general he's had a crush on, practically since Geonosis at that. But that's a hell of a long time to be stuck on an ocean planet somewhere in the Outer Rim. Kit chuckles, leaning back on his hands, but his smile is sympathetic when he turns it on Rex. Very likely, he agrees. But downtime in war is very rare, and we must appreciate it when we have it, no? I guess, Rex says, with rather less grace than is probably appropriate after Kit saved his life. The sand chafes, though, and he shifts uncomfortably, trying not to think about sleeping in the stuff. Their ship crashed so thoroughly, he's pretty sure there isn't enough left to fill a matchbox, let alone make a bed out of. But he's almost tempted to go poke around the wreckage and see. With a sound of quiet sympathy, Kit reaches out, tapping his knuckles lightly against Rex's pauldron. Forgive me, Captain, but I believe you would be far more comfortable without your armor. The beach cannot be a pleasant place for you right now. Rex pauses, almost startled by the idea of taking his armor off. He's on a mission, or at least the disastrous tail end of one. And unless he's on leave, he almost never strips down to his blacks. And it's been months since his last stretch of leave that wasn't cut off before it even started. Oh, he says dumbly, and then flushes, reaching for the clasps on his armor. All right, sorry, sir. There's nothing to be sorry about, my friend, Kit says gently, and offers a hand. May I help? Monk often complains that armor was built to go on easy and not come off. If you don't mind, Rex says, a little relieved. Clones usually help each other with their armor, which isn't exactly designed with convenience of removal in mind. Rex hasn't even had that lately, though. Cody's usually the one who helps him with it, and the 501st and 212th have been stationed on opposite ends of the galaxy for months now. It's possible Kix has a point when he says that Rex hasn't been taking care of himself. But with all the things that have happened in the last stretch of months, It's been hard to pay attention to anything that isn't the war. They're on the home stretch, though. Dooku is on the retreat, and since he apparently killed his master, there's no hope of rescue for him. Maul is eating away at his empire from one side and the Republic from the other. And in between all of that, it looks like the war might eventually end. It's a shame the Chancellor got eaten by the Zillo Beast before he could see the end of the war. He tried so hard to stop. But at least it's coming to a close. Rex will take the loss and be grateful things weren't worse. Getting out of his armor is a relief, since the day is still hot, even while the sun is setting, and the breeze off the water is balmy at best. Rex drops the plates aside gladly, deciding not to think about how thoroughly he's going to have to clean them later, and cool fingertips skim the back of his neck, and Rex gasps, the sensation ricocheting down his spine. Instantly, Kit freezes. "Rex?" he asks. "Are you injured? I thought I had protected your head during the crash, but..." Rex very desperately doesn't think about the way Kit protected him, or all the thoughts he had about Kit's extremely lovely chest and how easy it would be to get his hands underneath them and turn his head, and he's maybe had a few fantasies over the years about Kit's incredibly beautiful body and all the things he would do to it if he ever got the chance. "I'm not," he says quickly, and is immensely glad that Kit isn't like Quinlan. Cody can have all the fun he wants with a guy who can read his secrets by touch, but Rex will gladly hang on to whatever dignity he has left. "Sorry, sir, you just startled me." Kit is silent for a moment, like he's weighing Rex's response. Then, quiet, he says, "Kit, please, I would prefer not to be a general to you, Rex." That's a bewildering statement, but Rex has no idea what it actually means, knows what he wants it to be, but... "Kit," he allows, and has to bite his tongue hard to stifle another gasp as Kit's long, slender fingers hook around a piece of armor and tug gently. He can feel Kit's knuckles, the calluses from his lightsaber, and each brush of skin on his makes him shiver, brings heat cascading up through his nerves. He wants to squirm, wants to press back into the touch, but he forces himself to sit frozen as Kit carefully works at his armor.
"I think this piece is jammed," Kit says after a moment, a touch of humor in his voice. "Though not on this mission, judging by the age of this blaster hole."
"Oh," Rex says, chagrined. Right. He'd meant to get that scene too, but then Anakin had had a mission, and then Ahsoka had gotten into trouble, and then he'd been sent off with Kit to meet an envoy from a separatist world that wanted to negotiate a re-entry into the Republic, and then, well, forced vacation. Rex has had better weeks. Kit laughs. "Oh," he repeats, and puts a hand on Rex's shoulder, then shifts around behind him and rises up on his knees.
"Forgive me," he says, leaning forward. "This might take a moment."
Rex freezes as slender green tentacles fall over his shoulders, curling against the battered blue of his armor. Kit hardly seems to notice, fingers still working at the damaged part of Rex's armor, and Rex has to grit his teeth as silk-soft skin drags over his throat and cheeks. Kit's skin is a pretty green, cool and bright, and from this close, Rex can see faint, silvery markings on his tendrils, the leather wraps he's tied around some of them. They curl just a little against Rex's skin, and he can't help but twitch, a sound jarring from his throat as his nerves practically light up. Again, Kit's hands still.
"Captain?"
he asks, concerned.
If I'm making you uncomfortable in any way, my friend. No, no, Rex says quickly and raises his hands. It's just, I haven't taken off my armor in a while. He swallows, not wanting to look back at Kit's face, and says, we usually get leave, or I, with someone from another legion, since I'm the commander, technically, but this war has been hard on all of us, in many ways, Kit says gently, and sits back on his heels. The feeling of his tendrils sliding over Rex's skin makes Rex kinda want to whimper, but he contains himself and turns to face Kit. Sorry, he says helplessly. You don't have to help. If it makes you uncomfortable, I can get my armor off. Kit's smile is warm, sweet. He leans in, and Rex's breath tangles hard in his throat as Kit very deliberately strokes the backs of his fingers down Rex's cheek. It makes Rex's breath hitch hard, and he catches Kit's wrist. Instantly, Kit stops, watching him carefully. There is no part of this that is uncomfortable for me, Kit says, and his smile takes on a wicked edge as he tips his head. I'll admit, Bly sometimes suffers the same thing after too long on the front. Ayla and I have eased him through it before. Rex might actually whimper at that. The idea of criffing Bly in bed with Ayla and Kit both, two of the best generals in the Order and two of the most attractive, makes him see green just for an instant. Or maybe that's just the image of Kit, naked and beautiful and stretched out and touching Rex. Is that an offer? Rex asks, rough. Kit hums. If you would like it to be, he says easily. I would not pressure you, my friend, but... He turns his hand to catch Rex's fingers, then lifts them to his mouth. The kiss is light, chaste, but it still makes Rex sink his teeth into his lower lip to hold in a groan. It's so little, but it's too much all at the same time, and he wants to reach out, bury his fingers in Kit's tresses, and topple him back onto the sand, but... Get me out of my armor first, he says, hoarse, and then I'm all yours. As you wish, Kit says, sly, sweet, and leans in, reaching for Rex's armor again. It's impossibly easy for Rex to pull him in just that little bit more and take his mouth in a desperate kiss. The feeling of Kit's hands on his skin, like the heat lighting in his veins. He hauls Kit closer, up onto his thighs, and feels Kit's wicked smile against his mouth. Patience, my friend, he teases. We have weeks to ourselves, remember? Suddenly, a forced vacation doesn't sound entirely bad. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org,
/users/OpalSong. Thanks for listening.